请我们翻到约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book according to John.
Chapter 2, verse
13. 犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子，并有兑换银钱的人坐着。
In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep and doves, and others sitting at the table exchanging money.
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，到处兑换银钱及人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子。
So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables.
那又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我的父的店当作买卖的地方。
To those who sold the doves, he said, "Get it out of here! Stop turning my father's house into a market."
他的门徒就想起经上记着说，我为你的店心里焦急，如同火烧。
His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me."
因此，犹太人问他说，你既做这些事。还显什么神迹给我们看呢？
The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?"
耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要建立起来。
Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days."
犹太人便说，这殿是46年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来吗？
They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple.And you are going to raise it in 3 days?
但耶稣这话是指以他的身体为殿。
But the temple he has spoken of was his body.
所以一到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过的话，这话便信了圣经和耶稣所说。
After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken.
让我们再有点简单的祷告。
So with another word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们又来到你的面前。
Our dear Lord, once again we gathered before you.
特别在你的桌子面前。
Especially before your table.
我们看见你爱的标记。
We can see the symbol of your love.
我们看见饼，也看见杯。
We see the cup and the bread.
我们就看见你劳苦的功效。
We can see the labor of the fruit of your labor.
现在我们再坐在你的脚前。
As we once again sit before your feet.
我们要求你根据你的饼和杯再次对我们说。
We pray that according to your bread and cup, you will speak to us.
说到我们的深处。
Speak to the bottom of our heart.
让我们明白，我们跟随你，我们这个生命怎样成长。
Cause us to understand as we follow you how our life needs to grow.
我们求你圣灵在里面做翻译的工作。
We pray that the Holy Spirit would do the interpretation work in us.
但愿在座的每一位。
May all of us here today.
无论我们光景生命程度如何。
Whatever circumstance we are in, whatever level of maturity we are in.
圣灵都能翻译你自己的话在我们的深处。
Your Holy Spirit will interpret in the bottom of our heart.
叫我们能明白你。
That we can understand your purpose.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠着耶稣基督的圣名。
As we pray in the name, in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我们大家都知道，这一次我们有4次的时间一同来看，内在生命成长的秘诀，成长的轨迹。
You've all been informed that this time we have 4 sections to talk about the path of our inner growth.
我们属灵的生命是有成长的过程。
There is a progress of growth for our spiritual life.
我们从约翰福音里面
From the book of John,
我们看主怎么第一次遇见门徒。
We saw how the Lord Jesus met the disciples the first time.
是在约旦河外的伯大尼。
It is beyond River Jordan, Bethany.
所以门徒的路是从伯大尼开始。
So the path of discipleship started in Bethany.
但是主也是在伯大尼的对面和门徒们分手。
Also, in another Bethany, the Lord departed from his disciples.
所以跟随主是从约旦河外的伯大尼一直到橄榄山的伯大尼。
So the journey started in Bethany beyond River Jordan and ended in Bethany in Mount Olive.
所以当你从第一章读到第十章
So when you read chapter 1 to 10,
约旦河外的伯大尼
It is referring to Bethany beyond River Jordan.
第一章讲到约旦河外的伯大尼
First chapter.Bethany beyond River Jordan.
那么到了第十章，最后又转回到约旦河外的伯大尼。
And then in chapter 10, Bethany again mentioned.
所以我们知道第一章到第十章是讲到约旦河外的。
So the location from chapter 1 to 10 is Bethany beyond River Jordan.
那第十一章跟第十二章就讲到橄榄山的伯大。
Starting from 11 and 12, the Bethany refers to Mount Olive.
因为这里很明显的给我们看见从伯大尼到伯大尼。
Clearly, it is from Bethany to Bethany.
所以前面十二章很清楚给我们看见我们这基督徒生命成长的轨迹。
The whole chapter, all the chapter 1 to 12, clearly depicts to us the path of growth.
怎么从伯大尼到伯大尼？
How it started from Bethany and ended in Bethany.
因为伯大尼是无花果之家里。
Bethany means the house of the figs.
这个家充满了无花果。
This house is full of figs.
我们不都看见生命成长一定是开花然后结果。
Often when we see growth, it is often flowering and then seeding.
那中文里面讲的无花果好像没有花的。
And in Chinese, it means the fig second for flowerless fruit.
但是我们知道说无花果树不是没有开花。
Indeed, figs do have flowers.
无花果树是在里面开花。
But indeed, the flowering it's inside.
也是先开花后结果。
Same, flowering first and then seed.
所以你能看见这个生命成长的过程。
Then you can understand the path of growth.
所以主一开始就告诉我们，跟随主的路是里面的路。
In the beginning, Jesus already told us, following the Lord is the stories inside.
外面跟随主只能到十字架为止。
If you follow the Lord to the cross, outwardly, you will end at the cross.
外面跟随主只能到主升天为止。
And you will end at the Lord's ascension.
但主爱我们是爱到底的爱。
But our Lord's love towards us is to the very end.
父母在我们最需要的时候离开我们。
You know, parents often depart us when we need them the most.
他们爱是纯洁的。
Yes, their love is pure.
他们爱是完全的。
It's perfect.
但是很可惜，他们的爱不是到底的。
But unfortunately, their love cannot be to the very end.
但是我们的主爱我们。
But our Lord loves us.
他爱我们的爱是到底的。
His love towards us is to the very end.
所以今天他在圣灵里面就住在我们里。
And today, in the Holy Spirit, He abides in us.
所以今天我们所过的日子乃是里面人的日子。
So today we live the day of inner man.
所以圣灵和我们的灵同证我们是神的。
The Bible told us the Holy Spirit together with our spirit testifies that we are His children.
我们的灵就好像外面的身体。
Our spirits are like our body.
我们里面住着一个人。
Inside us, there is a man.
这个人就是外面的人。
This is called outer man.
我们有思想，我们有情感，我们有意志。
We have our thinking, our emotion, our will.
那圣灵呢，也是住在灵里面。
The Holy Spirit lives inside our spirit.
圣灵有思想，有情感，也有意志。
The Holy Spirit also has thinking, emotion, and will.
所以这是里面的人。
But this is the inner man.
我们外面的身体接触外面的世界。
Our outer body have contact with outside world.
我们里面的灵接受里面的世界。
And our inner spirit in touch with the spiritual world.
外面的世界是真实的。
It is real, our outer world.
里面的世界也是真实的。
It is also real, the spiritual realm.
当约翰起头三年嘛，跟随主，跟随那个跟随真的。
When John followed the Lord for 3 years, it was a true, real following.
主升天以后。
But after the Lord ascended,
你看主人仍旧在他里面。
But the Lord is still inside there.
他仍旧能躺在主的怀里。
He can still again lay in the Lord's bosom.
大概经过了50年到60年的期限。
Even after 50, 60 years.
所以约翰是活得最长的门徒。
John is the disciple living the longest.
刚开始的一段。
In the beginning,
他怎样在外面做门徒。
How he followed the Lord outwards.
现在他学会了一个功课。
And then he learned the lesson.
怎么样在里面做基督。
How to be disciples inside.
这就是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
This is from Bethany to Bethany.
那么因着给我们要明白里面成长的轨迹。
In order for us to understand the pathway of the growth.
所以特别我们注意到约翰和约翰。创世纪一样都是讲的起初的事。
It also mentioned John is the same as Genesis, talking about in the beginning.
创造天地。
In Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
所以你看有七天，对不对
？7 days.
那七天给我们看见神旧的创造。
We can see in the 7 days God's old creation.
这我们普通讲到旧造的七天。
The old creation, the 7 days.
但是我们很少注意到约翰福音也是讲起初。
But we seldom pay attention to the book of John, also talking about the beginning.
不过把我们带回到太初。
But John leads us in the way beginning.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word.
道与神同在。
The Word was with God.
道就是神。
And the Word was God.
道成了肉身。
He was with God in the beginning.
施搭帐幕在我们的中间。
Tabernacle among us.
充充满满有恩典有真理。
And full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光。
We have seen his glory.
乃是父独生子的。
The glory of the only begotten Son of God.
所以很清楚地。
Very clearly.
现在约翰也把我们带到起。
John this time brings us back to the very, very beginning.
结果也给我们看有七天。
And we can see also 7 days there.
这个七天就是当时门徒们最早遇见主的七天。
The 7 days were the 7 days the disciples first met the Lord.
创世纪的七天是旧造的七天。
The 7 days in Genesis was the old creation.
那约翰福音第一章到第二章是新造的七天。
And John chapter 1 and 2 is the new creation 7 days.
那昨天晚上我们讲过了新造的七天。
Last night we already explained about the new creation 7 days.
但是我很担心有的人可能昨天晚上没有去。
But I'm afraid some of you weren't there last night.
那为着那些没有去的弟兄姊妹，我很快的复习一下。
For those who weren't here last night, I just want to quickly revise.
我想我在这里不会，我只轻轻的点一下就好。
Just at the, to the thought, a bullet point.
那如果弟兄姊妹要知道详细的内容，也许你们可以听听录音带就好。
Maybe you can refer to the MP3 if you want to be more clear.
那这样的话，我们知道的信息对你来讲就比较完整。
Then you have a complete message.
我们知道说，当你读到《约翰福音》第一章、第二章
，As you read the book of John, chapter 1 and 2,
你记不记得一开始，那么从耶路撒冷有人就来问约翰
？Do you remember people from Jerusalem came to John the Baptist and asked him？
这些人是祭司，也是。也是利未。
They were the priests and the Levites.
所以这些人都和圣殿发生关系。
They were closely related to the temple.
他们来问约翰。
So they came to John the Baptist.
约翰就告诉他们说，我不是祭司。
And John the Baptist freely told them, I am not the Messiah.
但是同时约翰也告诉他们。
But at the same time, John told them.
他们问题，约翰说他不是祭司。
He confessed, I'm not the Messiah.
所以可见他们应该是等候基督的。
So obviously they were looking for the Messiah.
但那个时候我们的主已经站在他们。
But indeed Jesus was already in their midst.
他们看不见。
But they couldn't see him.
所以约翰说，我是用水洗。
So John the Baptist said, I baptized you with water.
但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识。
But among you stands one you do not know.
这些祭司，这些与利未人应该认识我们的主。
They were the priests and the Levites. They should have known the Lord.
但他们眼睛是瞎的。
But they were blind.
他们仍旧在黑暗里面。
They were still in their darkness.
没有想到我们的主是真光。
They didn't realize our Lord is the full light.
他们不认识我们的主，就证明他们在黑暗里。
The fact that they didn't know the Lord, meaning they were still in darkness.
他们不认识主，就知道说我们的主就是那真光。
And they didn't realize that our Lord is the true light.
神说要有光，就有了光。
Remember the Lord said, "Let there be light," and there light.
有晚上，有早晨，这是第一天。
And there was evening, and there was day. It was the first day.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎么知道新造的第一天？
So how can we recognize this is the first day of the new creation?
什么叫做第一天？
What is the first day?
哪里有主的同在，哪里就是第一天。
Where the Lord was there, there was the first day.
哪里有光，哪里就是第一天。
Where there was the light.
如果保罗要写他属灵的日记的话，
you know, if Paul is going to write his own diary,
如果讲他得救的故事的话，
the story of his salvation,
在大马色的路上，
it is on the way to the Damascus,
后来他自己回忆那个时候的情形，
and he recalled what had happened,
他说那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，
the one who commanded light to shine out of darkness,
他就叫我们想起创世纪的故事，
immediately we recall Genesis,
神说要有光，
and God said let there be light,
所以神就吩咐光从黑暗里照出来，
So God commanded light to shine out of darkness.
结果没有想那个光就照在保罗的心里。
And get that shine into the heart of Paul.
所以保罗就看见神的荣耀。
So Paul called the glory of God.
显在耶稣基督的面上。
Shone in the face of the Lord Jesus.
保罗就得救。
And Paul was saved.
有晚上，有早晨。
There's evening and day.
这是第一天。
It's the first day.
这是第一日。
The first day.
这是新造的第一日。
First day of the new creation.
到了第二天。
And then the second day.
你看见约翰看见耶稣来到他那。
John the Baptist saw Jesus come to him.
他就指着他做见证。
And he pointed to.
他说看哪、啊、神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
所以很清楚给我们看见两千年前主怎样为我们挂在十字架。
Clearly we can see here 2000 years ago the Lord was crucified on us for the cross.
他怎样是我们的救主。
How he became our Savior.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget,
我们的主不只为我们钉十字架
Not only he died for us
也为我们从死里复活
He was raised from us
也为我们升到天上
He was ascended for us
然后他把活水的江河就带到地上来
And then he gave us a living stream to the earth
那么不要忘记在五旬节那一天
Remember in Pentecost
在天上那一端叫做浇灌
In heaven, the heaven pours out
Heavenly end, 在那个 end.
In the heavenly end, it pours out.
但是 earthly end, 在地上这一端呢
But in our earthly end,
那么就是门徒们被浸成功做一个身体
We receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit into one body.
每一次你浇灌的时候
Every time when you pour,
都是指着源头说
We refer to the source.
但是你被水淋湿了好像受了浸一样
And then when you are being wet, soaked as water, you are like baptized.
所以这句话的背后给我们看见五旬节有活水的江河从神的宝座流了流到地上来
See in Pentecost a living stream flows from the throne of God in heaven
所以我们的圣经告诉我所以约翰说我先前不认识他只是那差我来的用施洗对我说你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上神就是用圣灵施洗
And John said I myself did not know him but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel
Now当约翰施洗的时候
You know when John the baptized
他是在约旦河的下游
He baptized in the lower stream of River Jordan
那么但是不要忘记约旦河的水是从黑门山流下来的
But don't forget the River Jordan's river flew actually from Mount Hermon
所以这就是五旬节的故事
This is the story of the Pentecost
如果你在天上圣灵就浇灌下来
If you're in the heavenly realm the Holy Spirit poured down
如果你在约旦河的下游如果在地上的话你就受了浸
Then you're on earth you were baptized
所以普通我们讲圣灵的浸讲的圣灵的浇灌
So often we talk about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit
其实这是指着活水的江河来说的
It should refer to the living stream
所以感谢
outpouring Thanks the Lord
五旬节对犹太人来说
You know Pentecost was a Jews
他们第一次的逾越节
The first Pentecost
第一次的这个五旬节
The first Pentecost they ever had
就是律法降下来
was when the law of, or in commandments of the law came
律法代表神的标准
the law represents God's standard
代表神的要求
God's demand
弟兄姊妹多少年来
for so many years
犹太人立志行善由得我行出来由不得我
the Jews decided to follow the law but they couldn't
他们有律法
they had the law
但他们不知道怎么成全律法
but they didn't know how to fulfill the law
所以就在那一天
On that day,
就在降律法那一天
on the day when the Lord was
given, 你看见我们的主从天上就把圣灵降下来
You can see our Lord passed the Holy Spirit Give us the Holy Spirit from
heaven 所以一面有要求
Yes, on one hand there is a
demand 另一面有供应
On the other hand there is a provision
只有我们的主为我们钉十字架
After the Lord was crucified for us
为我们升天
Raised for us
把圣灵降下来
And give us the Holy Spirit
现在我们才能够成全律法
We can fulfill the law
靠着圣灵
According to the Holy Spirit
就是现在你看对于神的要求我们就能满足了
Now we can see we can fulfill the requirements
你看见吗这是旧新造的第二天
This is the second day of the new creation
你看神的救恩多么完全
What a perfect salvation of God
我们真是感谢
We thank God
到了第三天的时候
And the third day
约翰同两个门徒站在那
John was together with his two disciples
他看见耶稣行走
When he saw Jesus passing by
就说看哪、啊、这是神的羔羊
Look the Lamb of God
弟兄姊妹这是第二次
This is the second time
第三天比第二天是进步多了
The third day was more advanced than the second day
第一天是讲到十字架的救赎
The first day refers to the redemption of the cross
但第三天是讲到 fellowship of the cross 是指着十字架的交通来说
The third day refers to the fellowship of the cross
因为如果你光看见神的羔羊
If you can only see the Lamb of God
你就被他吸引住
You will be drawn to him
你忘记你
You will forget about yourself.
到第二天，你想到救主，也想到你自己的罪。
The second day, you will remember the Lord, and also you remember your sin.
现在你被主的羔羊吸引。
Now you're being drawn by the Lamb.
明白吗？现在羔羊有个吸引的力量。
The lamb has an attractive power.
所以两个门徒一听见这话就跟随了主耶稣。
So the two disciples heard him say and they followed Jesus.
所以后来约翰就解释这一段的故事。
So John indeed explained this story.
他说羔羊往哪里去他们都跟随。
Wherever the lamb goes, they will follow.
最早跟随羔羊的两个人一个是安德烈一个就是约翰。
The first two disciples following the Lamb was Andrew and John.
明白吗？从现在开始，他们做了羔羊的同伴。
Now they are the companions of the Lamb.
从现在，约翰写日记的时候是完全根据羔羊的脚步。
From that time onward, John's diary started with the Lamb.
在约翰福音里面
，In the book of John,
有四个逾越节。
Four Passovers were mentioned.
过了一个逾越节。
After the Passover,
你知道跟随羔羊已经一年了。
It's been 1 year since
又一个逾越节两年了。
Another Passover, meaning the second year.
最后一个逾越节主钉在十字架上。
The last Passover was the Lord's crucifixion.
三年了。
For 3 years.
你怎么知道你跟随主三年了
？How can you remember you've been following the Lord for
3 years? 因为你是跟随羔羊。
Because you've been following the Lamb.
羔羊的 calendar 就变成你的日历。
The calendar of the Lamb becomes your calendar.
这是约翰怎么写他的日记。
This is how John writes his diary.
所以马太、马可、路加。
So Matthew, Mark, and John.
只记载一个逾越节。
Only one Passover was recorded.
好像主耶稣在地上只有三十一年。
It seems like the Lord only lived 31 years.
是谁告诉我们主在地上了三十三年
？Who told us the Lord lived 33 years?
你要问谁跟随了羔羊
？You have to ask who had followed the Lamb.
跟随羔羊的人
，When you follow the Lamb,
他能记得那几个逾越节。
He will remember how many Passovers.
所以马太、马可、路加都忘记好像。
So it's like seems like Matthew, Mark, and Luke they forgot.
约翰都记得。
But John remembered.
弟兄姊妹。现在他成为羔羊的同伴。
Now he's the companion.
羔羊无论往哪里去都跟随。
And wherever the lamb goes, he will follow.
人丢石头在我们主的身上。
When the people stone the Lord.
人吐唾沫在我们主的身上。
When they spat on Jesus.
学生不能高过先生。
Students cannot be bigger than the teachers.
仆人不能大过主人。
And servants their master.
这是什么弟兄姊妹
？What is this?
这个叫做十字架的交通。
This is the fellowship of the cross.
我们能交通于基督的苦难。
We can fellowship in common with the Lord's suffering.
三天。
This is our third day.
你看你们很多基督徒。
You know many Christians.
一直停留在这十字架的救赎上。
They only stop at the redemptive work of.
真理完全正确。
Yet very accurate.
我一直在说。
I always say.
这改革中的神学，就着福音真理，就着得救来说，是讲的最清楚。
The theology of the Reformation, they so clearly explain redemption.
我们知道很清楚，很清楚。
Very clear here.
但是很可惜，许多人只停留在第二天。
But unfortunately, so many Christians.Stop at day two.
圣经里面是讲到十字架。
Yes, of course, the cross of redemption.
它不只是客观的十字架。
Not only objectively.
也是主观的十字架。
But also subjective.
讲的主观的十字架。
As we talk about the subjective.
有一条路要走的。
There must be a way.
凡是羔羊走过那条路。
Wherever the Lamb of the Lord of the God.
就叫做十字架的道路。
This is the path of the cross.
弟兄姊妹。今天如果你认识十字架的救赎
Today, if you understand the redemption of the cross,
你有没有走在十字架的道路上
Have you been walking on the way of the cross?
如果大家问我说圣经根据在哪里呢
If you ask me the Bible reference
主的话很清楚的
Very clear in the word
在整个新造的第三天
On the third day of the new creation
你看见主就把十字架的交通给了我们
The Lord shared his fellowship of the cross to us
然后他那天他们与与这个主同住
On that night they spent with the Lord
只要真的与主同住
Only when you really spend
我再说第五次
And stay with the Lord
第三天是这样
The third day
先是一条路
Originally it was the way
两个人同行的
Two men walked together
但是最后呢是两个人同住
And then at the end the two men lived together
所以主说住在我里面，我也住在你们。
That's why the Lord abides in me, and I will abide in you.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这就是第三天的故事。
This is the story of the third day.
好，那么如果真的与主同住
，If we do live and abide in the Lord，
不可能第二天没有事情发生。
Things will happen.
所以第二天我们知道说，这个谁，我们就知道说这个安德烈就找他的哥哥。 福音彼得。
But the following day, Andrew looked for his brother Peter.
大概约翰也找到雅各。
Most likely, John also found James.
不过圣经没有讲。
But it didn't record it in
the Bible. 但不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
第四天。
On the fourth day.
你看见吗？现在主遇见彼得。
Now the Lord met Peter.
主告诉他说你要叫西法。
The Lord told him you would name Cephas.
主呼叫他。
The Lord called him.
主有个意思要改变他。
The Lord wanted to change him.
他本来是一堆的泥土。
He was just a patch of soil.
现在主要叫他变成活石。
But the Lord would change him, transform him into living stone.
最后主要叫他主要叫他成为宝石。
And in the end, it will be a precious stone.
你知道，如果钻石在我们的手里
，You know, if a diamond is in your hand,
你把灯关掉
you turn the light off.
它和所有的石头是一模一样。
Of course, it will be exactly the same other stone.
那钻石如果磨得好
，If it is a well-cut diamond,
你就发现说光一进去就跑不出来。
The characteristic is.Light can enter, but it cannot go out.
因为这里面有物理道理。
This is the physics there.
因为如果你切得对的话
，if you cut it in the right angle，
这光进去以后
，and the light entering，
就折射到另外一个面。
It will reflect in another plane.
那如果你切得刚刚好的话
，but if you cut it in the right direction，
刚进去折射再折射再折射就跑不出来。
The light will continue to reflect inside. It's called total reflection.
那这跑不出来怎么办呢
？How can it escape there？
你如果往里面一看
，and if you look inside。
就好像有火一样，好像彩虹一样。
It's not like a rainbow dime, fire inside.
光是看不见的。
You cannot see light.
但是彩虹是每个人喜欢的。
But we all love to see rainbow.
光不是指着光，也指着光的荣耀来说的。
When we say light, it's also the light, the glory of light.
所以明白吗？今天为什么是钻石呢
？How we call a stone diamond?
因为钻石本来是铅笔芯开始，铅笔芯那样东西做的。
Originally
diamond,
it's a pencil light.
你看见每次写信写字的时候，不是有 pencil 吗？有铅笔吗
？You know, you use pencils, right?
那么这个铅笔不是有铅笔芯 pencil lead?
The pencil light inside you write.
Pencil lead.
It's called pencil the lead, the graphite.
Yeah, 那个 pencil lead 实在说来根本是碳的元素。
It is same as carbon.
根本就是 element of carbon， 一点都没有错。
This is the element is same as carbon，
所以它很暗，根本看不见，什么都看不见，是黑的。
It's all black， you can't see anything。
第二，它是最脆弱。
It's also very fragile。
就是因为它经不起压力啊。
Because it cannot withstand pressure。
所以一面写一面给它压力，一面它心就碎掉了。
So whenever you write with a pencil， you put pressure， it will just smash。
所以你看一路上都它心碎的痕迹。
So it's really smashed into dust。
所以现在你就知道那个字就可以写得出来。
And that's why you can write letters on the paper.
所以我们要记得，我们当初都是碳。
You know we are all like originally graphite, carbon.
做主工作的人。
But by the work of the Lord.
住在彼得身上。
In Peter's life.
给他高热，给他高压。
Even extreme heat and extreme pressure.
最后，圣经给我们看，他变成一块宝石。
At the end, the Lord, the Bible told us, Peter became.
为什么圣灵要在我们身上工作？
Why would the Holy Spirit work in our lives?
很重要的原因，人不知道光是什么。
Because people wouldn't see light.
第一天说神要有光，就有了光。
When the first day God said, "Let there be light," and there be light.
但是光是抽象。
Light is abstract.
你没有办法把它抓在手里。
You cannot grasp light.
到了第四天。
On the fourth day.
神让光体就排列在空中。
God allowed the light body arranged in heaven.
It's a container of light.
It's a container of light.
这些光体可以装光的。
The container can contain light.
好像把光缩在他的身体里。
He like grasping the light into the body.
月亮的光就是把太阳的光抓在他的手里。
And the moon's like grasping the light from the sun.
在反射那个光的时候。
In the reflective light.
你明白吗？没有一个人可以用眼睛看太阳。
No one can see directly the sun.
但是你可以用眼睛看月亮。
But you can watch the moon.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
月亮的光就是太阳的光。
The light of the moon indeed is the light of the sun.
所以请大家记得。
So please remember.
如果神就是光。
You know, if God is light.
我们没有一个人可以在他面前站立的。
None of us can stand before him.
但主耶稣来到地上。
But when the Lord came to the earth.
就好像彩虹一样。
It's like rainbow.
你看得见。
You can see.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
每一个蒙恩得救的人。
Every sinner saved by grace.
主在我们身上有一个托付。
The Lord has commissioned in our life.
世人不知道什么叫光。
The world doesn't understand light.
在你的身上。
But in your life.
因着光进到我们里面。
Because God has as light come into your life.
爱主的缘故。
Because you love the Lord.
你怎么样都不让光走的。
You do not want the light to leave from your body.
那个爱的结果是什么？
And the result of this.
在你的身上，人家就看见彩虹。
In your life, people can see rainbow.
明白吗？这就是第四天的不是。
This is day four.
我们看见说就造第四天。
In the old creation, the day four,
把光摆在空中。
God put full light body in the sky.
新造的第四天。
On the day four of the new creation,
也给我们看见，结果主呼召彼得。
We can see now the Lord called Peter.
要叫他成为一块石头。
Called him into a precious stone.
石头还是没有光的。
A stone. Stone has no light.
结果最后要变成 precious stone.
But then at the end it becomes the precious stone.
你看见主要做变化的工作。
You know, the Lord will transform him.
所以请大家记得。
So please remember.
这是新造的第四天。
This is day four of the new creation.
这实在对我们来讲是一个很重要的复习。
A very important revision.
到了第五天。
And then on day five.
那么主对门徒们怎么说？
How did the Lord say to them?
你们要看见更大的。
You will see something even greater.
你们要看见天开了。
You will see the heavens open.
神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
The angel of the Lord will come down and go up on the Son of God.
这句话什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
这句话意思就是说，
It means.
你记不记得旧约与雅各看见天开？
Do you remember in the Old Testament, Jacob saw the heavens open?
在他梦里面梦见个天梯。
In his dream, he saw a ladder.
什么叫天梯？
Of heaven. What does that mean?
就是把天跟地连起来。
Ladder means joining the heaven and earth.
人堕落以后。
You know, when man fell.
人犯罪以后。
After man sinned.
人就离开神，就叫人离开神，不知道有多远。
We don't know how far man has departed from God.
所以罪不只叫人跟神分开。
You know, sin doesn't just cause man to be separated from God.
罪也叫地跟天分开。
Sin also separates heaven and earth.
所以明白吗？
You understand?
所以这里如果神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
It says here the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
那人子是谁呀？
So who is the Son of Man?
所以主对门徒的启示。
So the revelation of the Lord to the
disciples. 不只给他们看见是神的羔羊。
Not only he's the Lamb of God.
不只给他们五旬节，他有活水的江河从天上倾倒下。
Not only Pentecost, the living stream will be pouring out from heaven to earth.
不只把十字架交通给我们。
Not only the fellowship of the cross.
不只十字架在我们上做雕刻的工作，做变化的工作。
And the carving and transforming work of the cross in our life.
弟兄姊妹，现在有一件事我可能没有想到。
One thing we might not have even thought.
我们只想到我们没有得救的时候，我们得。
We often remember how we sinned against God before we believed. Something happened before.
结果我们主自己在十字架。
And then the Lord was crucified.
一手拉住你的手。
He held on. He held
your hand. 一手拉住天父的手。
And also the hand of the Father.
到了我们主断气的时候。
So when the Lord breathed his last breath.
把这两个手放在他的怀里。
He put two hands into his forehead.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们这些罪人就与神和好。
On that moment, sinners are reconciled with the Father.
这神的羔羊做的事。
This is the work of the Lamb of God.
不止这么多。
But indeed, not only that.
我们若认识的救恩不止这么多。
Our salvation is not only that.
十字架所做的不止这么多。
The work of the cross is not just like this.
罪不只叫人跟神分开。
You know, sin only separates, not only separates man from God.
罪也叫天跟地分开。
Also the earth from heaven.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created heavens and earth.
天是地的冠冕。
Heaven is the crown of the earth.
所以当你看爬到天上去，你看见天。
So when you go up to heaven, you can see heaven.
但在地上，你看见像水湖，像一面镜子，像湖水一样。
But if you go to a lake, a plain lake,
你看天是天，你看水也是天。
If you look at heaven, it's heaven. But if you look at the water, it's also heaven.
所以整个地当时是为着反映天。
The whole earth was to reflect the heaven.
所以诗人才说，神啊，你的名在全地何其美。
And that's why the psalmist said, Oh Lord, how majestic is the name on the earth.
你看见晨曦，看见晚霞。
When you see the stars and the moon,
你就看见了天，天什么样。
You can see heaven.
所以人没有堕落以前。
So before man sinned,
天跟地可以分别，可以 distinguish.
Man, heavens and earth, they were distinguished.
但是他们不能分开。
But they cannot be separated.
弟兄姊妹，你在地好像在天。
You're on earth, but you are like in heaven.
明白吗？这就是神当初创造我们的目的。
This is the original purpose of God's creation.
但因为罪的缘故。
But because of sin.
天和地不知道离开有多远。
Heaven and earth separated so far, far away.
感谢主。
But thank God.
当我们主钉十字架的时候。
When the Lord was crucified.
一手拉着地。
Yes. On one hand, he
一手拉着天
the earth, and the other hand, he held
heaven. 在十字架上就连在一起
And on the cross, heaven and earth were joined again.
所以他不只是我们的中保
So not only he is our mediator,
而且他是我们的天梯
He's our ladder.
你什么意思呢
What does it mean?
从此以后
From that moment
你常常看见天开
You can always see the heavens open
你读圣经的时候
When you read the Bible
天开了
The heavens open
祷告的时候
When you pray
天开了
Heavens open
生病的时候
Even when you are sick
是我们的主亲自为你铺床的
It's our Lord laying your bed for you
受苦难的时候
When you are in pain and agony
经过火焰的时候
Under trials and testings
你看见是人子与你同行的
It is the Son of Man walking with you
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers
在这里给我们看见
Here we can see
你在地好像在天一样
You're on earth but you are like as in heaven
你分不清楚是天上还是地上
You cannot distinguish heaven or earth
在1900年全北之乱的时候
You know in 1900、during the riots of
yeah, yeah. 那我们知道说这个戴德生的女媳妇就写了一段传记
You know that Hudson Taylor's daughter-in-law wrote in the diary.
他有四天，他们经过了很艰难的日子。
During the Box of Revelation, they went through a very painful trial.
然后他们在日记里怎么写
？And in her diary, she wrote
在那四天。
The 4 days of
trial. 虽然是我们最艰难
，even though it was the hardest, most difficult
time. 但是也许与主交通最亲密。
But it's also the sweetest time of fellowship with the Lord.
他说我们分不清。
We cannot distinguish.
到那个时候，那四天我们在天上还是在地上
？During the 4 days of trial, whether we were on earth or in heaven.
请大家记得
，Please remember.
这就是新造的里面的故事。
This is the story of our new creation.
你看见吗？很明显，现在到了第五天。
Clearly, now we come to day five.
然后你看见呢，一个接一个，第三天，那么很明显就是第七天。
And then on the third day refers to the seventh day.
那么这个很清楚的，主耶稣就把水就变成酒。
On that day, in John, it says on the third day, the Lord turned water into wine.
他为什么他对主耶稣母亲说，妇人，我的时候没有到。
Why would Jesus say, "Woman, my hour hasn't come"?
因为他是真葡萄树。
Because he's the true vine.
你知道真葡萄树的确可以把水变成酒。
True vine can turn water into wine.
因为一般的葡萄树
because ordinary grapes,
经过四个月
you need 4 months,
吸取空中的水分，还有地上的水分
absorbing the water vapor in the air and also water from the ground.
然后葡萄长成了
and then grapes grew.
你把它放在酒榨里面
you put them in the wine fry.
最后有水就变成酒
and then at the end, water would become wine.
这是葡萄树的故事
This is a story of grapes.
但是你要四个月才可以。
But it takes 4 months for the grapes to become wine. But the Lord is the true vine.
所以在几万万分之一秒之内
in the split second or million
seconds, 经过真葡萄树，结果最后就变成酒。
The water turned into wine because of the true vine.
所以我们的主在几万万分之一秒之内就完成了一般地上的树需要四个月所完成。
In the millionth of a second, the Lord completes what normally would take 4 months to finish.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget,
我们的主提醒他的母亲
The Lord reminded his mother
他的时候没有到
My hour hasn't come
他来到地上就是要把水变成酒
The whole purpose of him coming to earth is to turn water into wine
但是他要等到世上的人说我们没有酒
But he must wait until the man of this world said We are running out of wine We are running out of wine
一定要等到这世界到了尽头
It means the world must come to its end
我们的主就开始把水变酒
Then the Lord started to turn water into wine
到了第十二章的时候
So when it comes to chapter 12
有几个希腊人说我们要见耶稣
You know when few Greeks wanted to see We want to see Jesus
这些人做希腊哲学家的门徒
These they were the disciples of the Greeks
他们曾经努力了500年希望把天地上能变成天堂
They have fought very hard for 500 years wanting to turn the earth into heaven
他们失败了
They failed.
所以他们说我们要见耶稣。
That's why they came and asked, "We want to see Jesus."
就说人子的荣耀的时候。
And the Lord said, "The hour of the Son of Glory."
现在是我把水变成酒的时候。
This is the time I need to change water into wine.
所以那个十字架就是指着葡萄的酒榨来说。
And that cross refers to the wine press of the grapes.
所以弟兄姊妹，
the bottom
在十字架上。
On the cross.
他被撕碎了。
When it was torn apart and crushed,
弟兄姊妹，你几乎不认得他。
You almost cannot recognize him.
第三天以后
，on the third day,
你看见那个酒就流到
You can see the wine flowed through the wine press.
感谢主弟
兄。We thank the Lord.
因为他从死里复活。
Because he was raised from the dead.
酒流出来。
Wine came.
因着他从死里复活。
Because he was raised from the dead.
本来一粒麦子永远是。
Originally, only one seed will remain as a seed.
在十字架上。
On the cross, it was
在地里腐烂了。
It was decomposed on earth.
结果你看你生命就冲出来。
Then you can see the life gushed out.
就借助许多的子粒来。
And many seeds were gone.
我每个人都是黄金的子粒。
All of us, it becomes a golden seed.
但是因着十字架的工作。
It is of the work of the
cross. 我们都失去了我们的自己。
We lost our own identity.
所以你看见这些麦子就经过了磨，就失去了它的自己。
You know, the wheat after the threshing and crushing, they became
好像葡萄失去它的自己一样。
It's like the grape lost its own identity.
然后用油，就最后就把它变成一个饼。
And use oil on top, at the end, it becomes the bread.
所以你看见吗？不止十字架复活，还有升天。
So not only the cross.A resurrection and ascension.
到了五旬节的时候
and when Pentecost
comes, 你看有两块饼
you can see two bread.
两块代表见证历史
two represent testimony.
但是不要忘记主复活以后
but remember, the Lord after
他不只得着一块饼
not only he has received one bread,
他也得着酒
he also has the wine.
所以每次擘饼纪念主的时候
every time as we break the bread,
一面我们看见爱的标记
On one hand, we see the symbol of love.
一面我们知道主劳苦的功效。
On the other hand, we see the fruit of the Lord's labor.
所以感谢主的意思。
So thank the Lord.
现在你看见说。
Now you can see.
的的确确你得着酒。
Truly you have received the wine.
那酒是什么意思呢
？What does it mean, the wine?
在圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，酒是把喜乐带给。
Clearly from the Bible, we learn wine gives us joy.
神的国不在乎吃和喝
The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking
乃是在乎圣灵里的喜乐
But the joy in the Holy Spirit
弟兄姊妹今天有一个喜乐
There's one joy now
是我们的主把好酒留在后面
It's the Lord reserved the best wine for us
这就是第七天
This is day seven
明白吗从第一天到第七天
From day one to day seven
这是新造的七天
These are the 7 days of creation.
好了，那么目前到目前为止是把昨天晚上大概复习一下。
I've just recapped what we have talked about last night.
如果你要知道里面的内容
，If you want to understand the details,
那最好听听录音带，可能对大家有。
Please refer to the recording. It will help you.
那么就像创世纪一样
，It's exactly like Genesis.
创世纪有七天不是吗
？7 days in Genesis.
创世纪的七天就是整个。创世纪的序 introduction.
The 7 days of creation in Genesis is an introduction of the whole book of Genesis.
而整个创世纪是整本圣经的 introduction.
And the whole book of Genesis is introduction of the whole Bible.
所以很清楚。
So very clear.
我还记得年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
在纽约的时候。
In New York.
这个江守大弟兄就 challenge 我，就是向我挑战。
Brother Stephen Kwong challenged me.
他说：“你想，你读读圣经看。”
Just go and read the Bible.
如果你读七天的故事。
If you read the story of the 7 days,
你知道在创世纪里面除了亚当之外，只有七个人。
You know, in Genesis, besides Adam, only 7 characters were mentioned.
而这七个人物都是新造的人。
And these 7 characters were all new creations.
都是在希伯来书第十一章里面提过。
Also mentioned in the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
当你读读圣经看。
But if you read the Bible,
有没有可能这七天和七个人物刚好就彼此相解释
？Is there any relationship possibility of the 7 characters explaining the 7 days?
神说要有光，就有了光。
And the Lord said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
所以光和暗就分开了。
And there was separation between light and darkness.
这会不会是亚伯跟该隐的故事
？Could it be the story of Abel and Cain?
那第二天所形容的会不会就是以挪的故事？
What about the second day? Could it be the story of Enoch?
第三天是不是就挪亚的故事？
And the third day, Noah.
第四天是不是亚伯拉罕的故事？
Fourth day, Abraham.
然后呢，你一读下去，
and then you continue.
你总共是第七天，
7 days altogether.
第七天是安息。
On the 7 days, he rests.
会不会主在约瑟身上所做的，叫主真正得着安息？
Would it be the work in the life of Joseph, caused the Lord to rest?
那个时候 他是鼓励我们读书。
He was encouraging us to read the Bible.
他没有，我们当然最好坐下来听他一个讲，他不讲。
Of course, we would like to sit and just listen to him explaining.
所以感谢。
But he wouldn't.
因为这个缘故。
Because of that.
那我真的认真的在主面前来读创世纪。
I really labor to study Book of Genesis.
慢慢后来我果然眼睛开启。
Indeed, my eyes were open.
你如果真的读创世纪。
If you really read Genesis.
你要明白整个创世纪。
To understand the whole book.
原来的七天是个大纲。
Seven days was introduction.
然后呢，你就看见是个 outline.
The outline.
那么结果呢，你读到创世纪，你对 outline 里面的细节就越来越清楚，越来越清楚。
And the more you read the Genesis, then you understand the outline in more detail.
约翰福音也是这样。
It's the same for the book of John.
前面有七天。
Seven days.
只是个 outline.
It's outline.
给我们看见新造的种种。
The different creation of the new.
那就是
variety.
所有的包括。所有新造都在里面。
It contains all the new creation.
所以我们知道说，如果明白七天的话，你就知道新造的故事。
So if you understand the seven days, you understand the story of the new creation.
你就知道怎么从伯大尼到伯大。
Then you understand how you can start and begin in Bethany.
你就知道里面成长的故事。
You understand the inner path of growth.
但这个只是 outline, 只是大纲。
But this is just outline.
等到需要整本的创世纪。
But when you read the whole book,
把这个大纲把它讲得更细。
The whole book will explain in more detail the outline.
最简单的来说
so put it simply,
你要明白约翰福音
you want to understand the book of John,
你要根据这新造的七天你会明白
you need to do it according to the seven days of creation.
那么不要忘记
but don't forget,
从第一章到第十章
chapter 1 to 10,
是讲到约旦河外的伯大
it talks about the Bethany beyond the Jordan.
十一十二是讲到橄榄山的伯大
11 and 12, Bethany on Mount Olive.
所以从伯大尼到伯大尼
From Bethany to Bethany.
从开花到结果
From flowering to seeding.
你若注意生命成长的部
分 If you pay attention to the path of inner growth.
很明显
Very clear.
那个蓝图应该在十二章
The blueprint in this 12 chapter.
十三章开始
And starting from
我们的主
chapter 13,
真的上十字架
The Lord went to the cross.
我们的主真的到十字架九章那里去
Truly, he will went to the wine press.
如果前面十二章明白了
If you understand the first 12 chapter,
如果我们的主不是两千年前在十字架为我们所完成的
If the Lord didn't accomplish what he did on the cross,
一切都是理论
2000 years ago, all theory,
非常美丽的理论
very beautiful theory,
他们永远不能成为我们的经历
but it will never become our experience.
所以请大家要记得
so please pay attention.
就是因着我们的主后来真的上了十字架
because our Lord truly went to the cross.
我们以为好像主是讲讲不虚
We thought he was just talking about it.
我们从第一章到第十二章看见那个蓝图。
We saw the blueprint from chapter 1 to 12.
但这个蓝图可以完成。
But in order to finish the whole thing,
完全是根据主在十字架上为我们所做。
All depends on the work of the cross.
所以明白吗，弟兄？
So you understand?
你就知道说今天十字架的救恩有多大。
Then you understand how big the salvation on the cross.
我们如果忽略这么大的救恩，我们怎么能够？
If we ignore such a great salvation, how can we escape our sin?
我要问弟兄，这么大到底有多大？
So, how big is our salvation?
你看见是约翰福音，它开始给我们七天所看见有那么大。
It is how big recorded in the seven days of the book of John.
那么当然，现在你再读下去就更清楚。
And if you continue to read, it's becoming clearer.
那你慢慢就看见说，下面的思想，下面的描写，完全根据前面七天。
And the detailed descriptions all based on the seven days description outline.
那当然，我们的时间还有限。
Our time is very limited.
不过我试试看，我很快的，大概从把下面很快的蜻蜓点水似的，很快的看一下。
I will try to be as swift as I can, to keep explaining.
那么要紧的弟兄姊妹，你们回去要读圣经。
But you must go back and read the Bible.
也许需要一年的时间来读约翰福音。
You might need 1 year to read the book of John.
你以为约翰福音已经懂了？
You might think I already know. I already know John.
但是你要读圣经，一定要进入圣经的思想进去。
But as you read the Bible, you must have the thinking of the Bible.
很多人读约翰福音，很少进到约翰里面的感觉。
Often people read the book of John, they don't enter in the feeling of John.
这个缘故，约翰福音我们根本读不懂。
That's why we do not understand the book of John.
所以现在主开我们的眼睛。
But now the Lord opened our eyes.
我们不知道下面能讲多少。
I don't know how much I can cover.
但是讲多少就算多少。
Let's try my best.
剩下的就是你们的功课。
If there's anything remaining, it is your work.
如果下一次我再见到你的话
，If next time I will meet you,
如果主恩待我们还有机会相会的话
，And the Lord by His mercy we can meet again.
那个时候我要向你交账，要请你交账了。
I'm going to ask your work.
我虽然没有讲完
，Even though I haven't finished,
你能不能把我从没有讲完的地方继续讲下去
？Can you continue to from what I will be leaving?
一个月也许不够。
Maybe not a month,
才一年是一定够。
I'm sure 1 year shall be enough for you.
如果一年好好在主面前默想约翰福音。
In this coming year, if you spend time to meditate on the book of John,
这一卷书就发亮了。
You will see this book will shine.
那不止发亮了
，will glow.
也给你一条道路。
Not only it will glow, it will give you the path.
所以但愿主恩待。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
那么当你读到第二章讲的七天完了以后
，As you read chapter 2, finish the description of the seven days.
那第一件事就是接近圣殿的事。
The first thing is the cleansing of the temple.
那么接近圣殿完了以后
，And after the cleansing of the temple,
他们就问主耶稣说
，And they asked Jesus,
你既做了这些事。
Now that you have done this,
你还显什么神迹给我们？
What other miracles can you show us?
没有错，有一个神迹。
Yes, truly, there is a miracle.
那么主真的回答了。
The Lord did reply.
主怎么说？
How did the Lord reply?
你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要把它建起来。
You destroy this temple in 3 days, I will raise it up.
那犹太人就觉得糊涂了。
They were confused.
这个圣殿是经过46年才美化成功的。
It took 46 years for them to finish the temple.
不是美化，还不是建造。
To beautify.
因为你知道说这个圣殿还是所罗巴伯的圣殿。
That temple was originally built by Zerubbabel.
所以是希律大希律把它美化的，把它 modify.
It's Herod the Great actually beautifying the temple.
原来的圣殿
，the original temple
是大卫。是谁用指头画给大卫
？The original temple was built according to the blueprint written by God's finger.
所以你不要觉得很高兴。
So you cannot don't be too
excited. 现在有个大希律帮助我们把圣殿把它美化。
Now Herod the Great tried to beautify the temple.
你知道在旧约的时候，当神用指头画给大卫的时候
，You know in the Old Testament when God used his fingers to draw the blueprint.
至圣所只有一层高。
There's only one level high.
结果希律变成两层高。
Herod the Great make it two stories high.
所以要记得
，to remember，
很多地方根本就不认得。
They couldn't recognize.
所以后来以色列犹太人就对大卫，就对这个谁说，就对这个希律说。
So at the end, the Jews opposed Herod the Great.
你什么地方都替我美化。
You can beautify anywhere.
你看见圣殿不光用金子，还用大理石。
They use marble, they use gold.
所以早晨太阳一出来的时候，那个景色是，你很难形容的。
It's very beautiful in the morning when the light shines on the temple.
是很荣耀
，truly very glorious.
但是不是那个是所罗门圣殿的情形
？But it is not anymore like the pattern in King Solomon's time.
但是结果是怎么样的呢
？So what happened at the end?
结果我们知道说，等到这些犹太人说。好不好你把我们现在只剩下一块是不像当时了
and,
一像还是像当时一样
and at the end the Jews demanded that let's keep one stone it will be like original
那就是所罗门廊下
it is the Solomon's porch
这个所罗门廊下那个时候跟所罗门那时候还是一样一模一样的
the same stone when Solomon's time was there at the Solomon's porch
但是呢不要忘记了不是上面不是大理石铺的
But it wasn't laid with marbles.
所以他们求希律说好不好把它变成是大理石。
And so they asked Herod the Great to lay it with marble.
那么幸好呢，你知道那个希律怎么说呢？他说我国库我所有的预算通通用光了。
And you know what? How the Herod the Great answered? I've used up all my money in my treasury.
幸好所罗门廊下没有用大理石把它铺好。
It's good that because of out of money, the stone in the Solomon's porch wasn't laid with marble.
所以你记不记得修殿节的时候，我们的主走在所罗门廊下
？Remember, in the festival, the Lord walked along the Solomon's porch.
那圣殿唯一的一块地方，还像当时神把图画画给所罗门，画给大卫的样子。
The only place that remains the same in Solomon's time under the blueprints of God's finger is the Solomon's.
我们要记得
Let's remember.
这四十年所建造的圣殿不是原来的。
that 46 years of building up of the temple is not original.
的的确确，你看你希律用他的影响力，可以变成大力士，变成荣耀，变成两层高。
Herod the Great used his influence changed the temple into two stories, laid with marbles, very glorious.
当教会得着世界帮助的时候
，You know when the church received help from the world，
不见是一件可喜的事。
Doesn't mean it might not be a good thing.
所以主怎么说呢？
That's why how the Lord said.
将来一块石头都不留在一块石头上。
A day will come, not even one stone will lay upon another.
但这个时候主所说的预言。
But the prophecy here, the Lord referred to.
你们拆毁这殿，三天要再重建起来。
Three days, I will raise it again.
那么弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
第一天有圣殿当局的人来问施洗约翰。
First day, when people came to ask John the Baptist,
他们从圣殿来
from the temple, they came to John the Baptist.
所以，因为你知道说，约翰的父亲是祭司。
You know, John the Baptist's father is a priest.
所以，约翰应该是留在耶路撒冷。
John should remain in Jerusalem.
他不应该在旷野。
He shouldn't be remaining in Jerusalem.
所以，他们来问他，你到底是谁
？That's why they came and asked, "Who are you?"
所以，他就说，我不是祭司。
That's why he confessed, "I'm not the Messiah."
这是第一天所发生的。
Day one happened.
你明白吗？他们认识外面的圣殿。
They understand the outward temple.
其他他们就不认识了。
They didn't understand anymore.
所以当主说你们拆毁这殿，我三日要再建起来。
So when the Lord answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I'll raise it again in 3 days."
他们只有一座圣殿。
They were referring to one temple.
除了这个圣殿，别的你对他讲，他们就不懂了。
Any other temple, they couldn't understand.
他们不会认识外面以外的东西。
They couldn't understand anything besides the outward.
如果讲的宗教，一定讲的隔离。
When you said about religion, they immediately talk about circumcision.
如果讲的宗教，一定讲的圣殿。
Religion, temple.
明白吗？
Yes.
所以这个时候主说，你们若拆毁这殿，我三日内要重建。
And the Lord said here, destroy this temple and raise it again in 3 days.
结果下面圣经怎么说？
And then the Lord continued.
耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
But the Bible said he refers to his own body.
所以他们拆毁这个殿。
So when they destroyed his temple.
三日以后他从死里复活。
When he was raised three days from death, that's the resurrection.
这是第一天。
This is day one.
从有耶路撒冷来的耶利耶祭司和利未人。
From a time when the priests and the Levites came from Jerusalem.
他们只知道殿。
When they only realized outward temple.
但主耶稣说：“看哪、啊，我比殿还要大。”
But the Lord said, "Look, I'm greater than the temple."
稀奇吧，弟兄？
Isn't it amazing?
怎么除了圣殿之外，还有一个殿？
How can there be another temple besides the temple?
所以现在你就明白了。
Then you understand.
当你读以西结书的时候，
When you read the book of Ezekiel,
以西结特别讲到神的荣耀。
Ezekiel talks about the glory of God.
在耶路撒冷还没有被毁以前
，before the temple in Jerusalem was
destroyed, 大概是五年
，it took about 5 years.
那个时候神的荣耀已经从至圣所里面慢慢撤退
，the glory of God already departed from the holy of the holy.
本来应该就升到天上去
，originally the glory should ascend to heaven.
但是神的荣耀舍不得
，but God didn't want to depart.
所以最后呢，他所罗神的荣耀就停在橄榄山
，so the glory of God remained.On Mount Olive.
到了橄榄山，好像回头再看一眼。
And then the glory of God returned and looked at the temple.
然后依依不舍的，我们的神的荣耀就升到天上去。
Missing a lot at the end, it ascended to heaven.
这是圣殿还没被毁以前五年的。
It was 5 years before the destruction of the temple.
请大家记得。
Please remember.
圣殿所以是圣殿。
You know why it's called a temple?
神的荣耀在。
It is only when the glory of God.
什么时候神的荣耀和他同在一撤退
？When the glory of God departed from the temple.
房子还在。
Yes, the building exists.
请大家记得。
Remember.
这个圣殿和所有的房子是一样。
They're exactly the same like any other building.
别的房子可以拆毁。
All any buildings can be destroyed.
别的房子可以烧掉。
Can be burned.
这个房子也可以拆毁，也可以烧。
This building can also be destroyed and burned.
所以明白吗，弟兄？
So you understand?
这是以西结所看见的异象。
This is the vision of Ezekiel.
所以从那个以后开始，
from that moment on,
你读约但以理书，
and you read Daniel,
神就称为天上的神。
The God was named as the God of heaven.
你如果读创世纪不是、啊、
but it's not like in Genesis.
创世纪亚伯拉罕给我们看见神是天地的神。
And in Genesis, Abraham addressed God as the God of heaven and earth.
天的主也是地的主。
God of heaven and earth.
现在神的荣耀撤退。
And now when the glory of God departed.
现在他撤退到天上去。
We ascended to heaven.
你如果要真的找到神的同在，你要借着雅各天梯爬到天上，你才能经历。
If you really want to see the glory of God, you must follow Jacob's ladder up to heaven.
本来神的荣耀在地上。
Originally, the glory remains on earth.
这里是天的门。
This is the gate of
heaven. 所以弟兄姊妹，要记得一件事。
Remember one thing.
教会最宝贝的是神的荣耀。
The most precious thing of the church is God's glory.
什么时候我们逼迫神的荣耀？
Whenever you persecute the glory of God,
你可以聚会下去。
You may continue your
meeting. 你可以擘饼下去。
Breaking of bread.
你每次你看见完全照着圣经旧约圣新约旧约新约所告诉我们。
You can perform all duties and meetings according to the pattern of New Testament.
但是最后神允许让他一块石头不留。
But God will at the end allow not even one stone laying on another.
大家明白吗？
So do you understand?
这就是为什么以弗所。
And that's why in the book of Ephesians,
曾经保罗把最高的启示给他们。
Paul gave them the highest revelation.
但有一天
one day,
因着他们失去了起初的爱。
Because they've lost the first love.
还有一班弟兄在那里聚会。
They were brought brothers and sisters meeting there.
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible told us.
灯台挪开。
The lampstand has been removed.
一点都没有错。
Indeed,
如果今天到以弗所去。
Today, if you visit Ephesus.
这个灯台最少被挪移一千年。
The lampstand has already been removed at least for 1,000 years.
所以让我们记得。
So let's remember here.
很稀奇的。
Amazingly,
就是说今天我们在一起聚会
Today as we meet together,
今天我们坐在主的面前
As we live before the Lord,
是因为神的荣耀
It is because of His glory.
结果神的荣耀就升上去
And one day when the glory ascended and departed,
但是请记得
But remember,
等到你读到以西结书最后几节圣经
And as you read the last few verses in the book of Ezekiel,
神的荣耀回来
The glory of God returned.
但有一件事情
One thing you must remember.
神的荣耀回来没有回到原来的圣殿。
But the glory didn't return to the original temple.
你在测量那个圣殿大小，你是比原来更大。
And if you measure the temple dimensions, it's greater than the original.
现在有人问说。
So people ask,
神的荣耀回来了。
Yes, glory of God returns.
什么时候回来
？When?
那么很明显的回来不是回到原来的圣殿。
Didn't return to the original spot.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
当你读圣经
As you read the Bible,
我们要问
Let's ask,
旧约神的荣耀升到天上去
When the glory of God in the Old Testament ascended into heaven
什么时候回来
When it will come
back 他回来一定是不在原来的圣殿
It was certainly not coming back to the original temple
原来的圣殿是46年把它美化成功
46 years beautified temple
但是我们的主以他的身体做神
Our Lord used His own body as God's temple.
道成肉身
The world became flesh.
至大帐幕在人中间
Tabernacle among mankind.
我们也看见过他的荣耀
We have seen His glory.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们圣以西结所说的那个神的荣耀
The glory described in the book of Ezekiel
回来了
Has returned.
是在主耶稣回来
But returned when the Lord Jesus became flesh.
主耶稣道成肉身的时候
When he became flesh,
你看见圣殿就已经回来了。你看神的荣耀就回来了。
The glory of God has returned.
神说要有光。
And the Lord said, "Let there be light."
就有了光。
And there was light.
四十六年的圣殿还在。
Yet the 46 years beautified temple.
主说你拆毁这殿，
you、
我三日要叫它，
要
三日要叫它重建起来。
I'll raise it again in 3 days.
所以弟兄姊妹。你看见说只有神能够在他的儿子里面得出安息
Only in his only beloved son God can find rest
所以毫无疑问弟兄姊妹
So undoubtedly
今天当你看见外面圣殿的时候
When you see the outward temple
当第一天那个圣殿的祭司跟利未要问说你是不是基督
During day one when the priest and the Levites asked John the Baptist whether you are the Messiah
他们还在希望有一天圣殿能够回来
They were still hoping
荣耀能回来
Hoping and asking when the glory of God will.
但神的荣耀绝对不会回到原来的圣殿。
The glory of God clearly would not return to the original temple.
现在我们要问。
Let's and we need to ask.
有一个圣殿一定比这个圣殿更大。
There must be another temple greater than the old.
所以主说看哪。
That's why the Lord look.
我比殿更大。
One here bigger than the temple.
换一句话说。
In other words.
主道成肉身的时候。
When the Lord was word become flesh.
神的荣耀就回来。
The glory of God returned.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
这就是以西结第一章所看见的那幅图。
This is the picture and vision described in Ezekiel 1.
当慢慢神的荣耀靠近的时候。
When the glory of God comes nearer.
你看见四活物。
You can see the four creatures.
四活物在原文就是 living, 就是活的。
The original means living creatures.
它为什么是活的呢？
Why is living?
因为靠近神的宝座很近。
Because so close to the throne of God.
你离开神的宝座越远越是死。
The farther apart you are from the throne of God, you are dead.
你只要接近神的宝座，你一定是活的。
But if you are close and near to the throne of God, you are living.
那就不要忘记。
But don't forget.
最靠近神的宝座。
Who is nearest to the throne of God?
乃生命在他里。
Life.In him.
那就是指着我们主来说的。
And this refers to the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
等到他道成肉身的时候，
It's only until the word became flesh.
你看见他有四张的面孔。
You can see the four faces of the Lord.
狮子的面孔。
The face of the lion.
这就是我们读马太福音。
The book of Matthew describes.
他怎样是君王。
He is our king.
给我们看见牛的面孔。
The face of an ox.
这就是马可福音。
This is the book of Mark.
他怎样是神忠心的仆人。
He is the faithful servant of God.
他有人的面孔。
He's the face of a man.
给我们看见路加福音。
The book of Luke describes.
他就是人子。
He truly is the son of man.
而且他给我们看见老鹰的样子。
In the face of an eagle.
从天降下，仍旧在天。
From heaven, still remaining in heaven.
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
这就是约翰福音。
This is the book of John.
约翰福音给我们看他像老鹰一样。
The book of John tells us Jesus was like an eagle.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
什么时候主回来了？
The moment when the Lord returned.
神的荣耀就回来了。
The glory of God also returned.
所以约翰说，我们也看见过他的荣光。
That's why John said we have seen his glory.
那你要真的认识他，
you really understand him.
有马太福音，
you can use Matthew.
有马可福音，
Mark.
有路加福音，
and Luke.
还有约翰福音，
and also John.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
这不是第一章以西结所看见的意象。
This is the vision of Ezekiel 1.
那不止这样。
Not only that.
现在你看见这个宝座是个 mobile throne, 是个活动的宝座。
You can see a mobile throne.
积极不积极？
Isn't it amazing?
本来我们以为神的宝座一定是在耶路撒冷。
We thought originally the throne of God must be in Jerusalem.
在圣所里面。
In the holy of the holies.
或者在天下。
Or in heaven.
所以神的宝座是不动的。
That was fixed.
不是在天上，就是在耶路撒冷。
Either on in heaven or in Jerusalem.
但是很稀奇。
But amazing.
以西结是个祭司。
Ezekiel was a priest.
他知道到哪里去找神的荣耀。
He knew where to find the glory of God.
做梦都没有想到。
He could never imagine.
因为圣经告诉我们，神的荣耀从北方来。
The Bible told us the glory of God from the, came from the north.
这以色列人怎么逃难？
You know how the Jews escaped?
因为他们被掳到巴比伦，中间有一个大的沙漠。
You know when they were taken captive in the Babylon, there was a big desert
in the middle. 所以他们一定是被掳往北走。
They would certainly flee from the, to the north.
跨过幼发拉底河。
Went past the Euphrates River.
然后过了幼发拉底河，他们就往南走。
And after the Euphrates River, they went south.
所以稀奇嘛。
It's amazing.
约和以西结以为说我们得罪神。
Ezekiel thought because of sin.
从此以后，神就忘记我们。
From that time onward, God would forget us.
从此以后，神就丢弃我们。
And God would desert us from that time.
他做梦没有想。
And he could never imagine.
神的荣耀居然从北方来。
God will come back His glory. What does it mean?
当他们逃难的时候。
And as they escape.
他们没有想到。
They couldn't remember.
神的荣耀暗暗地跟随在他们。
The glory of God quietly followed them.
这怎么可能？
How can that be possible?
除非你今天有新约的思想。
Unless you've got the thinking of the New Testament.
你才能明白这件事。
Then you understand.
对于一个旧约的先，对于旧约的知识来讲，是完全不可思议的。
For an Old Testament prophet, they could never understand.
所以请记得。
Please remember.
他所看见的异象。
The vision seen by Ezekiel.
那个故事是新约的故事。
Indeed, it's the story of the New Testament.
你看见神的荣耀是无所不在。
You know, God's glory is everywhere.
那么什么时候神把荣耀带到地上来呢？
At what time, when would God's glory come back?
那就是主耶稣道成肉身的时候。
It's when Jesus of the Word becoming flesh.
主耶稣不管在什么地方。
Wherever the Lord was.
他把神的同在是带在什么地方？
He would bring the presence of God.
他就把神的荣耀就带到什么地方？
He would bring the glory of God.
他就把天堂带到什么地方？
He would bring heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
你看见吗？这是为什么有轮子？
That's why you can see the wheels.
轮子从一个地方到另外一个地方。
Wheels is to move one thing.
我们的主不管在地上走到哪里。
Our Lord, wherever He goes,
他一定把天堂带到哪里。
He will bring heaven.
弟兄姊妹，一定把神的宝座。
He will certainly bring the throne of God with him.
这个就是以西结所看见的意象。
This is a vision Ezekiel.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
还有翅膀。
Also wings.
什么叫翅膀？
What are wings?
就神的同在不止在地上。
So not only the presence of God remains on earth.
也可以在天上。
Also in heaven.
就像老鹰的翅膀。
Just like the wings of eagle.
因为速度很快，从天降下。
Very quick from heaven to earth.
但是仍旧在天。
But still remains on in heaven.
你看它本来是高高的磐石上。
Was high up on the rock.
因为它的火是很快很快就降到地上。
Very quickly came down to heaven.
它仍旧在天。
But he remains in heaven.
明白吗？这里很清楚给我们看见。
Clearly we can see.
我们不管到哪里。
Wherever we go.
他一定把天堂带到哪里。
Jesus will bring heaven to us.
神的宝座带到哪里。
Also the throne of God.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
现在很清楚。
Very clearly.
你越过越明白神荣耀的故事。
You can understand the story of the glory of God.
所以这当然是第一天。
Of course this is the day
one. 当然就相当于第一天的故事。
Equals.The story of day one.
本来在黑暗里面。
Yes, it was darkness.
神的荣耀回来。
And the glory of God comes.
所以人就看见我们主身上的荣光。
We can see the glory of God in Jesus.
道成肉身那一天。
On the day when the Word became flesh.
说要有光。
And then they saw, let there be light.
就有了光。
And there was light.
因为我们的主是以他的身体做神。
Because the Lord was using His body as the temple of God.
看哪，他比殿更大。
Look, one greater than the temple.
明白吗？我想这再清楚不过。
Very clear about this.
好了，到了第二天。
Now coming to day two.
那下面的故事就应该是尼哥底母的故事。
The story following will be the story of Nicodemus.
讲到从伯大尼到伯大尼。
When we talk about from Bethany to Bethany.
一定是里面的故事。
Always referring to the inner story.
里面的故事是圣灵。
Inner story is the story of the Holy Spirit.
所以等到尼哥底母来到主面前时
，So when Nicodemus came to the Lord,
主说你必须重生。
The Lord said you must be born again.
第一，你如果不重生的话
，First of all, if you don't,
你就看不见神的光。
You will never see the glory of God.
第二件事
，Second,
如果你不重生的话
，If you are not born again,
你就不能进神。
You cannot enter the kingdom.
为什么一个人要重生呢
？Why would one need to be born again?
现在里面的世界要成为真实的世界。
Now the inner reality needs to be
inner world
needs to be reality.
所以因为这个缘故
，because of
你看见吗？每一个人像尼哥底母一定要重生。
Everyone like Nicodemus must be born again.
所以尼哥底母以为我要回到母腹再生一次。
So Nicodemus thought I must went back to the mother's womb.
其实我们的主是给我们看见。
Indeed, the Lord is telling us,
重生就是从圣灵。
To be born again is to be born of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天从肉身生，就肉身是从母亲生的。
When we were born of our mother, it was born of flesh.
所以这里有两条线
，so two lines here
是平行的
，parallel.
从肉身的出生就是肉身
，born of flesh, flesh.
我如果从母亲生的，我就是今天这个样子。
If I was born of my mom, I became me.
那还有一个生叫做从圣灵。
There's another birth called born of the Holy Spirit.
从圣灵生，跟好像从母腹里面生的。
It'd be the same like born of the mother's womb.
所以这个叫做重生。
It's about born again.
母亲给我们生命的开始。
Mother gives life to us.
圣灵也给我们生命的开始。
Holy Spirit gives us life as well.
所以风随着意思吹。
It's like wind blows according.
因为在希腊文、希伯来原文那个圣灵啊，这个原文就是风这个词。
In Hebrews.Spirit is the same word as wind.
你不知道风往哪里去。
You don't know where the wind would go.
但是你知道说你能感觉到风经过的时候。
But you can feel when wind passes.
树叶会颤动。
The leaves would shake.
你就知道说风从这里经过。
Then you see wind has come.
你知道现在有的时候啊，你带着 mobile phone 或者带着 iPhone 在你。
You know you have your mobile or iPhone with you.
那有的时候特别在。公众场合，你不能够吵到别人。
Especially in public place, you cannot disturb others.
所以我们常常说，你要把它放在 silent mode.
So we often ask you to put them on in silent mode.
或者呢，是 vibration mode.
Or vibration mode.
对不对呢？所以常常说 vibration mode.
Often vibration mode.
那弟兄姊妹，我本来从前不过这种生活。
You know, in the past, I didn't have this lifestyle.
Your message 来就听一听就可以了。
You know, your message is listen to the message.
但是很稀奇啊
，amazing.
有的时候忽然间我这个附近震动起来。
Often I felt some vibrations on my.
我起初不注意它。
I didn't pay attention to it.
但后来我知道，每一次震动一定有个 message.
Then I realized at the end, every time it vibrates, it's message.
所以让我打开它，哦，果然有些 message.
And open it, oh, that's message.
明白吗
？You understand?
风随着意思吹。
wind blows,
你不要风往哪里去。
You don't know where it goes.
但是我们里面有树叶。
But we have the leaves.
这个风吹我们的树叶的时候
，when the wind comes to our leaves,
我们良心就开始颤动。
Our conscience will shake.
Conscience.
Our conscience
will shake. Conscience.
Conscience,
我们的良心就开始颤动了。
Our conscience will shake.
那你就知道说圣灵在感动。
Then you know the Holy Spirit is moving.
所以许多时候我们没有得救。
Before we were saved,
就是因为圣灵在里面用他的 vibration mode.
It is the Holy Spirit using the vibration mode.
那提醒我们。
Reminding you.
你为什么不现在就相信？
Why don't you now believe in the Lord?
所以请记得
Please remember.
每一个人蒙恩得救都是因为圣灵吹出的脚
Everyone saved by grace is the work of the wind of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就重生
And that's how we were born again.
所以稀奇不稀奇
Isn't amazing?
这个第二天应该讲到看啊神的羔羊除去世人罪孽
On day two it should be Behold the Lamb of God takes away the world.
这是非常客观的
A very objective thing.
但是不要忘记
Then,
圣灵就根据那个客观主在两千年所完成的
According to the work accomplished 2000 years ago as an objective truth
把那个风就吹在我们里面的树叶
Now the wind comes to our leaf inside
你为什么现在不接受他做救主
The Holy Spirit convicts you Why do you not receive the Lord now
所以如果我们真的跟随风的运行
So if we follow the wind
我们只要把门稍微打开一点点
The moment we open our hearts
我们就蒙恩得救
We got saved.
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thanks the Lord.
这就是我们重生的时候
This is the moment when we were born again.
就在两千年挂在十字架上
2000 years ago, he was hanged on the cross.
两千年之后
After 2000 years,
圣灵在里面感动我
Holy Spirit inside.
外表来说
outwardly,
主耶稣的血流了两千年，应该流干了的。
2000 years, the blood of the Lord should be dry.
但是没有
No.
你看见圣灵告诉我们说
Holy Spirit here,
他的宝血仍旧有功效
The first is still effective.
所以明白吗？
You understand?
今天的我们的路乃是里面的路
The way today is the way inside
当我们开始走路的时候
As we begin
当我们开始基督生活的时候
As we started the life
我们好像是圣灵把我们生下来
It is the Holy Spirit giving us birth
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
是因为我们的主经过十字架
It is the Lord after his crucifixion
然后升到天上
Ascended into heaven
然后圣灵降下
And then the Holy Spirit comes down.
圣灵和我们的主是不能分开的。
The Holy Spirit exactly is cannot be separated from the Lord.
他就是我。
He is.
我就是他。
Holy Spirit is He.
所以圣灵像母亲一样。
The Holy Spirit is like a mother.
经过生产的苦难。
After prevailing.
终于把我们生下来了。
He gave us birth.
所以明白吗，弟兄？
So do you understand?
这第二天。
This is the story of day two.
你不能去看见看那神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
You can't just stop at Behold the Lamb of God taking away the sin of the world.
你要知道他升到天上。
You have to understand how he was ascended.
他降下来好像母亲一样。
And he comes down like mother.
他经过生产的痛苦。
After prevailing pain.
就把我们生下来。
Giving us the new birth.
有一个大人已经三十岁。
A man already 30 years old.
结果他的妈妈呢，就在他儿子三十岁那天。
On the day of his 30th birthday,
这个半夜的就打电话。
The midnight, the mom called him.
那么他一听说不是很重要的，是妈妈打来的电话。
Oh, it's a phone call from mom.
他说妈妈，你知道不知道这是半夜
？And he actually told mom, "No, mom, it's midnight."
你怎么把我吵醒了呢
？Why do you wake me up in midnight?
他妈妈怎么说
？The mom answered from the mom.
三十年前是你把我吵醒的。
30 years ago, you woke me up.
所以现在三十年后，我把你吵醒。
Now 30 years, I'm waking you up.
你明白吗，丁子
？So do you understand?
这个孩子怎么到世界上来的
？How would this child come to this earth?
因为半夜他被叫醒的。
It's midnight. He was.
妈妈经过了生产的苦难
，after prevailing birth pain，
终于把孩子生下来。
The baby was born.
所以弟兄们，有一件事很重要。
One thing so important.
但愿我们能够记。
Let's all remember.
我们的主在十字架上经过了
The pain on the cross of crucifixion.
圣灵就是他，他就是主。
The Holy Spirit is the Lord, and the Lord is Holy Spirit.
他经过了生产的痛苦
After the travailing birth pain,
终于把我们生下。
At the end, gave birth to us.
感谢主，因为这两条线是平行的。
But these lines are parallel.
所以，如果你从妈妈那里得出生命
，If you receive life from your mom,
我们要问这个过程是什么过程
？We need to ask the process.
刚刚生下来的时候
，When you were first born,
医生告诉我们说
，The doctors told us,
我们只能看见什么是光的，什么是暗。
We can only discern light and darkness.
大概几个钟头以后
But in a few hours,
也许不到一天,
maybe not even a day,
慢慢有一张脸呢, 就浮现在眼前。
Gradually, a face would appear before the baby.
那个就是妈妈。
The face of the baby.
所以从此以后, 你看见他就在妈妈的脸底, 笑脸底下, 慢慢就长。
And you can see the baby grew in the face of the mom.
所以这就是为什么母亲节大家都庆祝妈妈。
So you all know why we celebrate Mother's Day.
那父亲节是因为领带卖不出去, 所以才父亲。
We celebrate Father's Day because people want to sell their ties to you.
所以我们知道说, 妈妈她真的经过生产的苦。
A mom after going through travailing birth pain.
那因着妈妈的脸,
because of mom's face,
你就认识这个世界。
You understand the world.
有的时候妈妈不在,
especially sometimes mom's not.
有些玩具在前面,
toys before the eyes of the baby.
有些鸟飞来飞去,
or birds flying.
很高兴,
very happy.
现在你看见, 你看见了这个人。
Now you can see the face.
看见了,
you can see.
但有一天,
one day,
生命慢慢慢慢长大的时候,
as life grows,
他说我要伸手去要抓那只鸟。
I want to use my hand to grab. First,
这个时候
and that moment,
他已经有三度空间的观念
already three dimensions developed in the baby.
所以如果你做实验的话
if you do an experiment,
你让孩子在桌上爬
you can allow the baby to crawl.
爬到桌边他不敢再往前爬
once it hits the edge, it won't able to climb.
但是你再不再往前爬所以但是有个办法
it will stop.
你可以用个玻璃呢把它延伸
Okay. We use a glass to continue.
但这个实验很有意思的。
It's a very good experiment.
这个小朋友一到了边上，虽然有玻璃，他怎么样不往前走
？You know, even if there's a glass in extending an edge, the baby wouldn't climb over.
你明白生命成长的轨迹
？This is the path of inner growth.
起头是看见妈妈的世界。
First of all, it's the world of mom's face.
他不认识这个世界。
He didn't understand the world.
是妈妈把他带到这个世界。
Mom brought the baby to the world.
妈妈觉得这个世界是可爱，是实在的。
Mom is real, mom is loving.
但是现在呢
？But now,
需要什么呢？需要有妈妈的生命在里面。
You must have mom's life inside.
刚开始是看见妈妈的世界。
In the beginning, he saw some face of mom.
生命在成长。
And the life grows.
我要得着那只鸟。
I want to grab.
我要得着那个玩具。
I need to grab the toy.
这个足球，看足球赛。
When you saw the football match,
你觉得那个人踢得不好
and you sometimes see what a bad hit.
我要进去帮他踢才好
I must enter in and help the.
但是不可能，普通我们的电视是两度空间。
You know our TV only two dimensions.
但如果我们真的在足球场上，就是三度空间。
But if we are really in the football field, you are not in three dimensions.
现在明白
You understand?
人若不重生
unless you're born again,
就看不见神的国。
You can't see the kingdom of God.
就不能进到神的国。
You cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
看见是两度空间的。
You know, you see two dimensions.
是指的我们认识来说的。
Our understanding.
三度空间指的经历来说的。
Three dimensions talks about experience.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
You understand?
今天如果要你明白妈妈的世界，
if you understand the mom's world,
你要明白基督的世界。
And the world of the Christ.
你要明白里面的世界
inner world.
简单的来说
put it simply,
就是神的国
It's the kingdom of God.
你不可能看见神的国
You cannot see the kingdom of God.
如果你没有生命
unless you're born again.
你不是从母亲生的
unless you're born by your mom.
所以明白吗？从肉生的就是肉身
flesh gives birth to flesh.
所以你生下来
so when you're born,
你所接触的就是妈妈的世界
Your world is the world of your mom.
借着你的眼睛
through your eyes,
你就看见百分之八十妈妈的
80% will be your world of
your mom. 这个世界是外面的世界
Your external world.
但是下面怎么说
And then it says,
从灵生的乃是灵
Spirit gives birth to spirit.
如果圣灵经过惨难生下我们
If after travailing birth pain, the Holy Spirit gives birth to us,
他所给我们看见的世界
And the world,
是圣灵的世界
will be the world of the Holy Spirit.
是基督的世界
the world of the cross,
是里面的世界
the inner world.
明白吗
you understand?
所以这是第二天的
This is the story of day two.
不只有神的羔羊
Not only of the Lamb of God.
不只有哥哥他
Golgotha.
还有五旬节
Also Pentecost.
如果没有五旬节
Without Pentecost.
你就算是尼哥底母
Even though you might be Nicodemus.
他是个神学家
He's a theologian.
他是别人是别人老师
He's a teacher and rabbi.
他最多只是教导你外面的事
He can only teach you outward things.
但是感谢主
But thank God.
圣灵是教我们重生
The Holy Spirit gives us new birth.
这是我们的开始
This is our beginning.
然后到了第四章
And then coming to chapter 4.
你看见另外一个很清楚的故事
Another important story.
那么那个就是撒玛利亚妇人
The story of the Samaritan woman.
那么弟兄姊妹
Brother,
当你读到撒玛利亚夫人的故事
As you read the story of the Samaritan woman,
就好像我们来到第三天
It's like we're coming back to day three.
第二天讲到十字架的救赎
Day two, the redemption of the cross.
第三天讲到十字架的交通。
Day three, the fellowship of the cross.
那么当这个主和撒玛利亚夫人谈话的时候
，When the Lord Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman,
这个很明显外面有一口子。
Outwardly, there was a well.
但是主对他怎么说呢
？What did the Lord say?
就是说，凡喝这水的还要再喝。
Whoever eats the water from this well will be thirsty.
人若喝我所赐的水
，But if you drink the water I'm going to give you,
就永远不渴。
Will never be thirsty again.
我所赐的水
，The water I give,
在它里面要成为泉源，直涌到永。
Will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
但是很可惜，在中文圣经里面掉了三个很重要的字。
The Chinese Bible missed three words important.
我所赐的水。
The water I give them,
要在它里面
will become in them,
成为一井的泉源
A well of water
什么意思
What does it mean?
在撒玛利亚夫人外面有一口井
In Samaria, outwardly, she saw a well 在
它里面也有一口井
But there was also inside a well
神创造撒玛利亚夫人创造你和我的时候就把那口井放在我
When God created the Samaritan woman and God created you and I He put a well inside
那个井如果被泥土塞住了不满足
If the world was only filled with sand, it would never be satisfied.
你看见了现在呢？这个撒玛利亚夫人那口井是被什么填住？被世界许多的罪还有东西其他的。
You can see the well inside the Samaritan woman was filled with sin and lust of this world.
那主告诉他说
But ，The Lord told her,
如果你喝我所赐的水
，But if you drink the water I'm going to give you,
你看见吗？这要变成一井的泉源
，It will become a well of water,
一直流到永生。
Welling up to eternal life.
然后下面主怎么说
And then the Lord says,
时候降到现在就是
The time will come and the time has come.
拜父的不是在耶路撒冷也不是在这座山上
Those who worship the Father is not in Jerusalem and also not in this mountain.
在旧约的敬拜
In the Old Testament the worship
因为主没有回来主没有来
Because the Lord hasn't come.
没有十字架的工作
Before the word of the cross.
所以圣灵就没有降下来
Holy Spirit hasn't come.
那圣灵如果没有降下来所有都是外面
Before the Holy Spirit comes, all things were just external.
因为神说
Because God said,
吃那果子的日子必定死
The day you eat the fruit, you will certainly die.
亚当又活了九百多年
But Adam lived 900 more years.
而且他吃了善恶树果子以后他就发现自己是赤身露体
And then the day he ate the fruit, he found himself naked.
所以他身体的生命和魂的生命是一直活下去的
So the life of his body and soul continues to live.
神说你吃的日子必定死
But the Lord said, the day you eat the fruit, you will certainly die.
所以可见人的灵死
So clearly we can see the spirit died.
灵本来是感觉神奇怪的
The spirit is organ.
结果人的灵死了
，but the spirit died.
弟兄姊妹，所以现在你会注意到
，now you understand.
我们主清清楚楚告诉我们
，clearly the Lord here tells us.
新约的敬拜跟旧约的敬拜是完全不一样的。
Their worship in the New Testament is totally different from the Old Testament.
你就要到土人中间
，as long as go to the naked.
他们的敬拜常常用身体敬拜。
Often they use their own body to worship.
有的人要在他们身上画很多的伤痕，很多东西。
They wound themselves with knives.
你看见犹太人敬拜就不一样。
But the Jewish Hebrews are different.
他们的灵还是死的。
The spirit died.
与神还是断绝关系的。
Still, without fellowship with God.
但他们敬拜。
But when they worship,
他们只好用魂来敬拜。
They use their soul.
所以你看大卫写诗。
So when David wrote the Psalm,
如果读诗篇一百五十篇
，if you read Psalm 150,
你看见旧约的确有许多的乐器。
There are so many instruments.
因为现在人不能够回灵已经死了。
Because the spirit is already dead.
所以现在你要敬拜，只好借着身体、借着魂来帮助你。
So if you want to worship, you only use, you have to use the soul to help you.
所以现在很重要的。
Very important.
你到底你到耶路撒冷去呢，还是在这座山上敬拜
？So you go to Jerusalem or to this mountain to worship.
所以这变得非常非常重要。
Very important question.
因为这是外面。
These are all outward.
所以隔离不隔离就变得很重要。
Circumcision or not so important.
圣殿不圣殿就变得很重要。
This temple or not so important.
你叫犹太人常常在哭墙去哭的。
That's why even now the Jewish people would weep before the wailing wall.
后来自从发明了传真以后
But ever since we have
他们就写信给全世界犹太人。
They wrote to all Jews in the world.
你们不必来的，你不必花那么多贵的飞机票来。
You don't need to spend a ticket.
你就把你祷告用传真机传给我。
You just fact your prayer to us.
然后派人呢就到那个哭墙那里就把它塞在洞里面。
And you put your fact prayer into the hole in the waiting room.
你的祷告神就听你了。
And the Lord will listen to your prayer.
那现在更进步。
Now it's more advanced.
你要祷告吗？可以，我们派人呢拿个 mobile phone 就对准了那整个的哭墙。
You pray, you use a mobile phone, targeting the waiting room.
所以你祷告好了，我们用 mobile phone 就对准那个哭墙。
After you pray, you put mobile phone to the floor.
我要问弟兄姊妹，时候将到。
The hour will come.
不是在这座山，也不是在这座山。
Not in this mountain nor that mountain.
你就是在澳洲。
Whether you in Australia.
你就是生在二十一世纪。
In the 21st century.
你祷告主就听。
And you pray, the Lord will listen.
这就是旧约跟新约不一样。
This is the difference between the Old and the New Testament.
旧约讲礼拜一定跟地方有关系。
Whenever worship was mentioned, must refer to a spot.
现在时候将到。
But now, the time that we're coming,
如今就是。
And has come now.
那真正拜父的。
The true worshippers.
你不要忘记啊。
Remember.
那个真正拜父，那个真正和我是真葡萄是同样一个字。
The true worshippers, the word true refers to the word true vine, the same word.
这不是说犹太人在旧约敬拜是假的，不是。
He's not saying that the previous worship were false.
但是他们好像在 shadow 里面。
But they were worshiping in the shadow.
明白吗？
You understand?
我们是真正的敬拜父。
We are the true worshippers.
谁真正敬拜父的呢？
Who is the true worshipper?
你不要千里迢迢坐飞机到耶路撒冷。
You don't need to fly 1,000 miles to go to Jerusalem.
我们的身体就是神的。
We are the, our body is the temple of God.
我们的外，我们身体就好像外院一样。
Our body is like the outward world.
我们的魂就好像圣所。
Our soul is like a holy place.
但是你们要来到灵的最深处。
But you have to come to the deepest part of the spirit.
那就是神当初创造我们的灵。
Is when the Lord originally created our spirit.
那就是外面有一口井，里面有个很深的井。
It's outside well and also the inside well.
是奥古斯丁说。
So St. Augustine said.
神啊，这个心永远不会的，因为我的心是你为我创造。
You have created my heart.
这个心永远得不住安息。
And this heart will never be satisfied.
除非我的心能安息。
Unless it finds rest in you.
我们的心
our heart,
我们的灵
our spirit,
是根据神来创造的。
Created according to God.
所以如果只有神能够满足他的话，
Only God can satisfy.
他大小一定像宇宙一样。
So we met the dimensions of this heart is as big as the whole universe.
所以没有一样东西能够填满它。
So nothing can satisfy
you. 水喝了这水还要再渴，还要再渴，还要再渴。
Drinking this water, you'll be thirsty and thirsty and thirsty again.
但是喝我所赐的水。
But if you drink my water,
让神的生命进到我们灵的深处。
Allowing the life of God entered into your deepest part of the spirit.
你就满足了。
You will be satisfied.
宇宙虽然大。
Yes, the universe is huge.
人心看上去很小。
Our heart seems very small.
除了神之外，没有满足。
Only God can satisfy.
这个撒玛利亚妇人。
This is a Samaritan woman.
没有丈夫。
No husband.
她有个五个丈夫。
Indeed, five husbands.
五个丈夫都不能满足她。
Five husbands couldn't satisfy.
现在还不是她的丈夫。
The one he just got still not her husband.
你喝了这水还要再喝。
That's why I said you have drunk this water and water again.
但是若喝我所赐的水，
But the water you drink from me.You'll never be thirsty again.
这个时候
At this moment,
你知道我们主给约翰一个最高的启示。
The Lord has given John the highest revelation.
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
我再说一次。
Let me repeat.
约翰的学问没有保留。
The knowledge of John is not as good as Paul.
但是约翰的启示一点都不在保罗。
But the revelation received by John is never under the revelation of Paul.
你看约翰的知识里面有三个大的启示。
Three big revelations John has received.
第一，神是个灵。
God is spirit.
所以我们应该 walk in the spirit.
我们应该在灵里。That's what we mean. Must walk in the spirit.
第二，
two.
神是光。
God is light.
所以 we have to walk in the light. 我们需要在灵光中行。
We need to walk in the light.
然后神就是爱。
And God is love.
那么根据以弗所书，我们应该在爱中行。
And then according to the book of Ephesians, we need to walk in love.
我们本来没有路。
We didn't have way before.
因为神是个灵，所以我们的路是里面的路。
So our way is the inner path.
因为神是光，
because God is light.
所以我们的路是光明的路。
Our way is the light of
the way of light. 因为
神是爱， because God is love.
所以我们的路是爱的道路。
We walk on the path of love.
弟兄姊妹，很清楚，
very clear.
你如果仔细读约翰福音，
if you study details,
第一章到第七章，
chapter 1 to 7,
神就是
God is spirit.
第八章、第十二章。
8 to 12.
神就是光。
God is light.
13章到21章。
13 to 21.
God is love. 虽然约翰的学问没有保罗大,
even though the knowledge, the education of John is not as big
as Paul,
but the revelation he has received is
amazing.
So many times Christians nowadays, they are not New Testament Christians, but they live like Old Testament. They forget God is Spirit.
所以拜他的,
so whoever worships God must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
所以我们怎么样过里面的生活?
So how are we to live inner life?
不要忘记,
don't forget.
你要明白妈妈的世界要凭着身体的几个五官,
our world of the mom, we need our five organs of sensation.
如果我们要经历里面的世界,
if we want to experience the inner life,
我们常常就要懂得我们怎么样活在里面,
we must know how to live in the spirit.
所以这一点是非常要紧,
it's very important.
很多人读这一段圣经,
many people when they read this passage,
好像没有读过,
they couldn't understand.
你把这段圣经拿掉了,
if you remove this passage,
我们就回到犹太教去,
we will return back to Judaism.
犹太教怎么样是外面的,
how Judaism was external will remain as external.
教会历史的悲哀在什么地方?
The tragedy of church history.
就是新酒应该装在新皮带,
new wine should be stored in the new wineskin.
许多时候新酒装在旧皮带,
but unfortunately new wine has been stored in the old wineskin.
这是最悲痛的地方,
this is tragic.
所以但愿主开我们,
may the Lord open our eyes.
你明白吗?
You understand?
那么从约翰福音第四章,
from chapter 4 of John,
你就看见就好像第三天的工作一样,
you can see the day 3 creation.
现在你看见圣灵的交通,
you can see the fellowship of the Spirit.
在里面你看你有一井的泉源一直流到永生,
there is a well inside us welling up eternal life.
但是不要忘记第三天的约翰福音里面记得很长,
but you know chapter 3 is quite long in the book of John.
从第四章一直讲到第七章,
from chapter 4 to chapter 7.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为第七章从信主的人从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来,
well, for those who believe will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
你知道为什么主说那段话呢?
Why would the Lord say this festival?
因为很多人现在过节就要回去,
you know, after the festival, many Jews will return.
我们知道他们过的祝棚节, 最后他们就要回去,
you know, after the festival of Tabernacle, they will return to their home.
他们来过节有一个原因的,
there's a reason for them to come.
他们希望这一年弥赛亚就回来,
they hope that this year Messiah will come.
所以到了最后一天的时候,
so when the last day came,
他们一定要做一件事,
they must do one thing.
他们一定要跟着祭司呢, 就到希罗亚十字去,
they would follow the priest to the pool of Siloam.
就把很多的水就倒在祭台上,
and they pour a lot of water to the altar.
那么弟兄姊妹都知道,
and you understand what?
你如果读以赛亚书，读以西结书第47章,
if you read chapter 47 of Ezekiel,
你怎么知道弥赛亚已经来了?
How can you be sure the Messiah has come?
你怎么说荣耀神的荣耀已经来了?
Or the return of the glory of God?
因为圣殿跟普通不一样,
it's different from the previous days.
普通我们讲的圣殿是外院圣所是圣所,
you know, when we describe a temple, it's outer court, inner a holy place, and holy of the holy.
那个空气是个礼拜的空气,
it is the atmosphere of worship.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
就在如果神的荣耀回来以后,
you know, when the day of glory of God returns,
从圣殿的深处,
from the holy of the holy,
会流出水,
there will be water,
那个水就像一井的泉源一直涌到涌泉,
and that water will be like a well of water flowing unto eternal.
但是不要忘记, 它慢慢这个水从里面要往东流,
and that water will flow towards the east.
然后你测量一次,
and then you will measure once,
它就到筷子骨,
it will cup to the ankle.
再测量一次,
measure again,
它到腰,
cup to the knee.
再测量一次,
and again,
到膝盖然后到腰然后最后呢你看就变成一个长江大河,
and it becomes a river abundantly flowing.
所以一直流到死海,
until to the Dead Sea.
死海是没有生命,
the Dead Sea is no life.
生命水流到哪里, 哪里就活过来了,
but when the living stream comes, everything will become living.
这就是如果神的荣耀回来,
it is when the moment the glory
of God returns. 你看圣殿一条河,
the life is like a living stream flowing from the Holy of the Holies to the Dead Sea.
现在圣殿没有这个情形,
hasn't happened yet.
所以他们每一次到了祝棚节，一定要把水倒在祭坛上。
So every time at the last day of the tabernacle feast, they will have to pour water to the altar.
所以读圣经的人就知道。
If you read the Bible, you understand.
神的荣耀应该从祭坛那里就流出水，到门槛就流下来。
The glory of God, like water, will flow from the altar to the doorframe.
所以当犹太人正在想象那个情形
的时候 ，while they were imagining this,
他们看不见祭坛。
They couldn't see the altar.
他们知道说祭司把水倒在祭坛上。
They only see the priest pouring water on the altar.
因为他们读圣经。
Because they read the Bible.
所以他们就回想，如果弥赛亚来，如果神的荣耀回来，那么水一定从圣殿就流出。
And they recall and they thought, if Messiah comes now, then water will flow from the altar.
所以那个时候，
so、that time,
主耶稣站起来说，
He just stood up and said,
什么意思？
What does that mean?
到现在你没有看见水流下。
You still haven't seen water coming out.
他们知道说要等弥赛亚来需要明年。
They were waiting maybe next year the Messiah was coming.
所以一年一年他们来过节。
So year after year they came for the festival.
一年一年他们等候弥赛亚。
Year after year they wait for the Messiah to come.
弥赛亚还没有回来。
But the Messiah still hasn't returned.
难道还告诉我第二年弥赛亚才来？
Or maybe next year Messiah will come.
你能想到每一个人里面都是干渴的。
You know every one of them inside is dry.
他们过节很快乐。
Happily, joyfully, they celebrate the festival. But when they leave, they were in
sadness.
Not because they are departing the temple.
They
were sad because they have been waiting for another year in vain. That's why the Lord stood up and said, if anyone is thirsty, you can come to me. What does that mean? Messiah has already come.
神的荣耀已经站在你们的中间。
The glory of God is already standing in front of you.
信我的。
Those who believe in me.
像撒玛利亚妇人一样。
We will like the Samaritan
woman. 洗头的水在那里面像一井的泉源。
Originally, it's just a well of water.
但是最后。
But then at the end.
从他腹中要流出活水的。
Inside their well will be welling up into eternal life.
我们得救那一天。
The day when we were saved,
圣灵就进到我们。
The Holy Spirit came to us.
就变成一井的泉源。
It became a well.
但是弟兄姊
妹，
经过四次的测量
，After four measurements,
这个水越来越深，越来越深。
The water becomes deeper and deeper.
最后要变成一条河。
At the end, it becomes a river.
这就是生命成长的轨迹，明白吗
？This is the path of growth of inner life.
我们所以生
，Why can we be?
是因为我们经过测量。
Because we should be measured.
那以西结书是拿什么来测量？
What did Ezekiel use to measure?
因为以西结书的主题是讲的荣耀。
The topic, the theme of Ezekiel is glory of God.
所以每次测量，
every time when you measure,
神都是根据他的荣耀。
It's according to his own glory.
明白吗？
Understand?
结果我们看见不及格。
So, not long.
结果就接受不及格，我们不及格。
Oh, we are not qualified. We are not up to scratch.
我们对，所以呢，我们就希望说圣灵更多的充满我们。
So we pray, ask the Holy Spirit to fill us more.
所以每一次都是经过十字架的测量。
So、every time is under the measurement of the cross.
他以他的荣耀来测量我们。
He uses his glory to measure.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就叫我们能像他。
That we will be longing more.
他越测量，我们越不像他。
The more we were measured, we're not like him.
他越有荣耀，我们越不像他。
The more you use glory, you're not like him.
但是感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
他把十字架交通给我们。
When we receive the fellowship of the cross.
所以经过测量以后。
After his measurement.
我们水就到快速。
We have become deeper to the
end. 再量四次。
And four times of measurement.
你看见就变成活水的江河。
It becomes a river flowing.
所以很有意思。
Very meaningful.
从第四章到第七章。
Chapter 4 to chapter 7.
我们的主一共行了四个神迹。
All miracles the Lord performed.
神迹在旧约里，圣经里面
，miracles in the Bible
乃是指着我们的神动了他的手。
We can refer to the Lord moved his finger.
这就是十字架的工作。
This is the work of the cross.
明白吗？
You understand?
十字架容易改变我们的环境。
The cross can change our circumstances.
所以祷告的时候，你说主啊，我不要病了，结果不病了。
You know when we pray, Lord, I don't want to be sick. And then
我们的环境容易改变。
We can change.
我们这个人不能改变。
It's hard to change us.
所以要记得，十字架的工作是要改变我们这个人。
Indeed, the work of the cross changes us.
一面你祷告
，you pray.
另一面就要你改变。
The Lord will change you.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？这就是十字架的测量。
This is the measurement of the cross.
结果经过四次的测量以后
，after the four measurements,
弟兄姊妹，从他的腹中就流出活水的江河。
From the inner well, living stream dwelling up to eternal life. 我们的时间已经没有了。We're running out of time. 所以今年的功课很简单。My work this year. 你们回去呢，要把这个四次的神迹好好读过。Study detail these four miracles. 那就是我们生命成长的原因。This will be the part of the reasons of our miracle. 然后你继续读下去。And then you continue to read. 你读到十二章。Up to 12, 你发现说好像有七件重大的事情发生 7 important events 相当于什么呢相当于最初的七天 Very equivalent to the first 7 days 明白吗我们把前三天做个例子 I just give you the first 3 days as an example 然后你继续读下去 And you continue to read 那我相信主就慢慢会光照 I believe the Lord will shine His light 我们就会明白 Then we will understand 这条路到底是怎么走What are we going to, how is the path of one way? 今天我们一定要停在这里。I believe I must stop here. 因为我们还活在时间里面。We're still limited by our time. 所以明天晚上 Tomorrow night. 我们就从13章开始讲。So we start from chapter 13. 因为我们不可能细细地讲。We cannot go into detail. 我们只能大概给弟兄姊妹看一些一点点。I can only give you the brief summary. 然后明天晚上 And tomorrow night. 如果主愿意的话 The Lord willing. 我们就要看完整本的约翰福音。We will finish the whole book of John. 我们甚至要看到使徒行传 We will read including the book of Acts 你就知道主在我们身上到底怎么工作 You will understand how the Lord is going to work in our life 许多时候我们误会圣灵 Often we misunderstand the Holy Spirit 我们以为圣灵的工作是叫我们在地上打滚 We think the Holy Spirit's work is for us on life how to live on earth No 在地上打滚 Just rolling on the ground 但是圣灵的工作是叫我们从伯大尼The Holy Spirit is working us from Bethany to Bethany. 所以但愿主恩待我们。So the Lord has mercy on us. Shall we have a word of prayer now? 亲爱的主，我把这些话交在你的手。Our dear Lord, I commit these words to your hand. 我们相信你要对我们说话。We believe you will speak to us. 我们求你继续对我们说话。We pray you will continue to speak to us. 如果愿意的话，明天晚上再召集我们。If you are willing, Lord, gather us again tomorrow night. 你能把你心中的话告诉我。You can speak to us your words in you. 把荣耀都归给你。We give you all the glory. 靠主耶稣基督的圣名。In Jesus' victorious name we pray. Amen. Amen.